Welcome to Puentes a la Comunidad, Bridges to the Community. Hello, I'm your host, Emily Guerra. My guest on this edition is El Caldito Soup Kitchen Volunteer Board Vice President and retired math teacher from Las Cruces in Silver City, Gabe Anaya. Thank you for joining me on Puentes.
Thank you, Emily. El Caldito has been serving the community for over 30 years. Founded in 1984 at St. Andrew's Episcopal Church.
And how long have you been serving as a volunteer at El Caldito?
I have been for 16 years, going on 16 years now.
So at the time that you joined them, they were already offering services at 5 days a week, or was it still only two meals a week?
At that time, they had expanded to 5 days a week. They had started serving on Fridays. It was a few years later that we started serving on Saturday. And then 3 years ago, we included Sunday meals.
What brought you to helping and volunteering El Caldito?
Well, after my retirement, I traveled some, and then I felt it was time to volunteer and give back to the community. And after checking around, El Caldito sounded good. I went in and visited with the manager and got stuck.
Describe a day there at El Caldito.
Wow. Every day is different. Every day is interesting. The volunteers get there early in the morning, some at 7, 7:30. Usually by 8, we have a full group. So there's always a lot of prep work to be done. And then there's the serving. And then when the clients come in, so most of the time it's exciting. Once in a while, there's a problem. But the clients are very appreciative of what the volunteers do.
About how many volunteers and who volunteers?
Overall, we have between probably 200 and 300 regular volunteers. They are primarily retirees from all over. Las Cruces is a retired community, and so we get them from all over the country, even from other nations. Some of them are church groups. We have several church groups that come on certain days, and other days we get community service people, university students, and high school students are very helpful, particularly on weekends. So we do get a lot of different ages from 15 to 96.
And you're always looking for volunteers.
We can always use volunteers. Some days we probably have plenty. Other days we're short. But, you know, we always get the job done. It's a great group.
What are some of the challenges that the community has about not having enough to eat?
Well, in the community, there is a lot of need. A lot of people that go hungry. For El Caldito, we're fortunate. The community is very giving. We always have plenty of food to prepare.
And who gives, who donates this food? Where do your funds come from?
Our food comes from food drives that organizations have. We have individuals, when they go shopping, they have us on their shopping list and will donate. We have gleaners that go out every day except Christmas Day. We have a van, and they go out to the grocery stores, to the bakeries, and pick up food. Then we do have to purchase some of our food, particularly our produce, sometimes our meats. We do purchase some. Our funds come from various groups. The majority of our funds are individuals. Some give on a monthly, some yearly, but individuals give the majority of our funds. Others come from grants, churches, and organizations.
And one of the big fundraisers is coming up soon, isn't it? Empty Bowls?
Yes, Empty Bowls is our only fundraiser we have during the year, and it's coming up in October.
And this is through the Potter's Guild.
The Potter's Guild make the bowls. All summer long, they spend time and make, 1,500 bowls or so. Then we have over 50 restaurants that donate a pot of soup. So people that go there to eat get a bowl of their choice and all the soup they can eat of their choice.
Now, this is the 23rd Empty Bowls event coming up October 16th. And where is it held?
It's held at St. Paul's Methodist Church on downtown Las Cruces.
Is that where it's normally been held?
That's where it's been held every year. So we're very thankful to the folks from St. Paul's for being so helpful.
Well, let's go back to the challenges that you have possibly at El Caldito and what the city has in helping some of the people that are in need. There's more and more children being served as well.
The city owns the property that we have. The board is responsible for the operation of El Caldito itself.
By the property, it means the Mesilla building. Valley Community of Hope.
Right. The Community of Hope is owned by the city. And then each entity within the Community of Hope has a separate board for that particular agency.
And what are some of the things that you've seen in 16 years, the changes and the continuing needs?
There's been a great growth in the need. When I first started, I think we were feeding like 80 to 120 a day. Now there are days that we reach 390. Our average is probably about 250, but there are days when they are greater. And you mentioned the kids. When school is out, yes, we get a lot of kids. When school's in session, we don't get as many.
So right now, summertime's over, so kids are back to school and getting their meals at the schools.
Yes.
And what are some of the things that have touched you about the children maybe coming back to help?
A lot of the teenagers come back to help. And we also, some of our volunteers are community service, and once they have fulfilled their obligation, they come back to help. These are usually teenagers or young adults.
You said it was exciting on some days when they're feeding people or setting up. What is the most exciting thing about it?
Well, one of the challenging things is, you know, what you have to fix when you get there, because we don't always have a set menu. We just prepare what's there for the day. So that's always a challenge. Some of the volunteers that we deal with, they're just interesting people, like I said, from all over the country, all ages, all walks of life. And then the clients, are most of them are so appreciative of it. They always come by and say thank you. So it keeps us all going.
So do you invite the local community as well, maybe community members outside of those that are in need?
Anybody can come in and need. We actually don't invite anybody, but yet everybody's invited. Nobody is questioned when they walk in the door. Whoever walks in the door gets fed.
And the hours are from what time to what time?
The working hours are usually, I'd say, 7:30 to 1:30, but the serving hours are from 11:30 to 1, Monday through Friday, including Sunday. And then Saturdays is a sack lunch, so it's just like from 11:30 to 12.
Let's talk about the volunteers. You mentioned that there's volunteers coming in from all walks of life, all ages. Are there some that have really touched your heart?
Yes, there is. We've had some folks that have been there up into their 90s, and it's so inspiring to see that even at that age with limitations, that they still come in and do what they can. You know, as long as they can. They always want to help. And there's always a job that they can do. So, yes, that's always been very inspiring.
Yeah, besides the volunteers, you also have volunteer board members.
Yes, Emily, we have 13 board members. And they are a good cross-section from throughout the community. Very different talents. We have retired businessmen, retired teachers, retired attorney. Just from all walks of life, and each one has an expertise that they can add to the board, and that makes it a very cohesive operating board.
And you said that your only fundraiser is the empty bowls?
Yes. Now, we do have some other special events. We have a special dinner for Thanksgiving, for Christmas, and then in June, around Flag Day, we have a special lunch for all veterans, not just homeless, but all veterans in the community are invited. And that's always something special.
So that was just recent?
Yes, in June. I think it was on June 14th this year.
And how many people attended?
We probably had close to 200. There were other events going on this year, so at that same time. But we had a good turnout, a good program. And I think everybody appreciates it. We surely appreciate all the veterans that we got to visit with.
Well, you're definitely being a bridge to the community, helping people out, and giving of your time. Are you there 5 days a week?
I personally, no. I am there on Wednesdays, Fridays, and then the first Sunday there, and my volunteers on the first Sunday are primarily college students. So they're always interesting to work with, and I thank them.
Well, you had been a math teacher for many years. How long were you a math teacher?
I taught for 30 years, 5 in Silver City and 25 in Las Cruces. Retired and decided Las Cruces is a good place to stay, so I didn't move.
And then brought you to helping out people in a different way then. Well, we really appreciate you helping the community. And, of course, the Empty Bowl's annual fundraising event for El Caldito Soup Kitchen is coming around October the 16th. Now, to find out more about that event and to find out about volunteering for El Caldito, the soup kitchen, the phone number, 525-3831. After hours is 644-8737.
Business hours are from 8 to 1, but we have a full-time manager now, and he's usually there till 3, 4 o'clock.
And, of course, you're on the website as well, El Caldito Soup Kitchen, and on Facebook, so you can find out more information. So there's a lot of people who can help out, become volunteers, become donors.
Yes, definitely. We can always use, volunteers, donors can be food, monetary, services. We've had some businessmen have donated their service and or equipment. There's all kinds of things always needed, and we appreciate it, everything.
Well, thank you so much. Gabe Anaya, Volunteer Board Vice President of El Caldito Soup Kitchen.
Thank you, Emily, for the opportunity.
You're welcome. For KRWG, I'm Emily Guerra.